Now for our story. Aunt Mary had left Del Shipley's apartment in Chicago late in the afternoon. She'd gone to an address Captain Russo had given her. It was the address of Anna Bartok's shabby rooming house in Gary. She was sure Anna knew Mary Odescary's whereabouts, and the purpose of Mary Lane's trip to Chicago with Bill Meade, her niece's fiancé, had been to find Mario and persuade him to return home to Wakefield to his wife. At first, Anna had denied everything, but finally she'd given Aunt Mary the name of the little hotel nearby where Mario was hiding. Aunt Mary had telephoned Bill Meade then, and now as the two women wait, they're thinking of the interview which must be taking place between Bill and Mario, who believes his former friend came between him and his wife. Now, in Anna's room, there's been a long silence. Silence except for the ticking of the alarm clock on Anna's dressing table.
That darn clock.
It does sound loud, doesn't it?
I never noticed before.
When one is nervous, little noises can seem like thunder.
Yeah. I got nothing to be nervous about.
Haven't you?
Why should I? Sure, I know this Bill Meade's over there with Mario. Won't get him anywhere. Like I told you, Mario's made up his mind. He's not going back to his wife.
We'll see, Anna.
Bill Meade's going to be awfully disappointed if he expects him to.
When Bill tells Mario how Carla feels, that she's forgiven him for the way he's acted, I'm sure it will make a difference to Mario.
You mean you hope?
Yes, I do hope so. With all my heart.
Funny. The way we're sitting here, pulling for opposite things.
Isn't it natural to wish that two people who love each other should be together?
It depends on which two people you're thinking about. What makes it better for Mario and Carla to be together than for Mario and me? Maybe he wants me and don't want his wife. That's what I keep telling you.
That's what you keep telling yourself, Anna.
Look, you haven't seen Mario since he left Wakefield. You don't know how he feels or what's been going on in his head. Well, I do. And we drove out to the country, looking for a little place we could buy. Gosh, he was like a different person. He looked at the fields and the trees. Mario's eyes were shining. He was really happy.
Perhaps he was thinking of his own farm. Mario loves his land dearly, Anna. He's been there all his life, and his father before him.
Yeah. He's a farmer, all right. I'd be one, too. I'd do anything to make him happy. And I could. I never had a chance like this before, Mrs. Lane. I'm sure there were guys that... But they weren't like Mario. You'd never want to be with him all the time, night and day. And this guy, this Bill Meade, gets here, will know which one of us is right. You don't believe me, do you? You don't really believe I love Mario.
Yes, Anna. I believe you.
So why don't you give me a break? I got a right to be happy, too, haven't I? Haven't I?
Of course you have, my dear, but not at the cost of someone else's happiness.
Well, why should his wife win out at the cost of my happiness? No reason why I'm the guy who has to lose.
I know it's hard to accept this, Anna, but it's right for Carla to...
What do you mean, right? I don't see where there's a right or wrong to it.
Perhaps you don't now, Anna. You're too close to it. And yet somehow, I don't believe you're as sure of Mario's love for you as you pretend.
Well, I know this much, all right. Mario's told me over and over, I don't know how many times, he'll never go back to Wakefield.
That's because he believed the falsehoods about Bill and Carla. So naturally, he was bitter. But tonight, Anna, Bill's trying to make him understand he was wrong.
Yeah. But I know how Mario feels about him. He won't get to first base. In fact, if Mario acts the way I expect, he's probably cleaning up on him right now. You know Mario so well, you ought to know what a temper he's got.
Yes, Anna, Mario is quick to anger. But once he's sure he was wrong, he'll be just as quick to be sorry for it.
I may never get that far tonight where Mario's feeling sorry. And I hope they don't.
And yet, you want me to believe you love Mario?
What's that got to do with it?
If you really loved him, you'd have helped us convince him how wrong he's been running away.
Why should I? I got plenty of trouble worrying about my own welfare, let alone pitching for somebody else. You think Mario's still in love with his wife? Okay. Let's wait till we find out what's happened over there. If he's decided to leave me, I won't say another word.
I'll be darned if I'll talk him into it. Well, Bill ought to be along any minute now.
I think I'll pitch that clock out of the window. It's driving me nuts. I can't stand it. I wish you'd talk, Mrs. Lane. Talk about anything. Tell me about Mario's wife.
You really want me to?
Anything's better than that clock ticking away like the voice of doom or something. The chitters.
All right, Anna. Carla and Mario went to school together, you know. Grammar school, then high school. Even then, they were inseparable. Carla was such a pretty child. She had long, dark hair. Very much like yours, Anna.
I know. Mario told me.
I'd see them walking past our place in the afternoons after school. They were always the last youngsters to go trailing past. They'd be talking together, so absorbed in each other. Their happiness was complete when they were together. It's always been like that. Even more so after they were married. I'll never forget their wedding.
Thanks, it was just the same, Mrs. Lane. I've got a rough idea how it went now. I'll settle for listening to that clock. Your bill.
Yes.
Mrs. Lane.
Come in.
Oh, there you are, Aunt Mary.
I take it you're Bill Meade.
Oh, hello, Bill. We've been waiting for you.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get here any sooner.
Bill, this is Miss Anna Bartok. Mary's been working for her. Anna, Bill Meade.
Well, Mr. Meade, you saw Mario, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bill, what happened?
No good, Aunt Mary.
You mean Mario isn't going back with you?
That's right. He's staying, he said.
Oh, Bill.
I know, Aunt Mary. I feel awful about it. I did my best, but I just couldn't get anywhere with him.
I told you so, Mrs. Lane. I told you he'd never go back.
Just a minute, Anna. Bill, did you tell Mario there wasn't a bit of truth in the gossip he'd heard? Did you explain how false it was and how much Carla wants him home again?
Yeah, sure, I told him all that. And he finally believed me, too.
He believed you, but still he wouldn't agree to go home?
That's right. He kept saying he couldn't go back. He repeated that over and over.
He couldn't. Wonder why he thinks that.
And it's funny, Aunt Mary, because I know just as well as anything that he wants to, deep down in his heart.
What makes you think so? You heard what he said, didn't you?
Yeah, I heard what he said. But that's just it. Somehow I felt as if he were just repeating it to sort of convince himself. Aunt Mary, that guy's still in love with Carla. I could tell from the way he talked about it. But something's holding him back.
Did he give you any idea what it is?
No, he didn't. But whatever it is, I couldn't budge him, Aunt Mary. No, Mario is bound and determined that his life in Wakefield is finished. And when I think of Carla, so anxious for him to go home, it... And here's Mario loving her, and yet with some darn fool idea that he can't return.
Bill, isn't there a possibility Mario may think it over and change his mind?
I doubt it, Aunt Mary. But anyway, I gave him Dale Shipley's address, just in case.
That's good.
So, I guess we might as well take the train home in the morning. We can take the early one at 7.
Excuse me, Bill. My coat's on the chair in back of you.
Huh? Oh, sure.
Thanks.
Your coat, Anna. You're going somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, Aunt Mary, if Miss Bartok's leaving, we might as well get started back to Chicago.
Sure. Why don't you do that? What time do you say your train leaves?
Why, it's 7:20.
Okay.
What did she want to know that for, Aunt Mary? About what time our train leaves?
Well, Bill, if my hunch is right, Anna meant that Mario Descari would probably be on that train with us.
Aunt Mary was thinking of the expression on Anna's face a moment before, just before she went out the door. She was certain Anna intended somehow to send Mario home. But perhaps Anna's courage, her determination to send the man she loves back to his wife, will fail her before she speaks.